Welcome from God's Acre to our Monday morning message, a podcast of the Congregational Church of New Canaan, offered by the Reverend Dr. Stephen Chapin Garner.
In the book of 2 Samuel, chapters 18 and 19, we get this heart-wrenching story of King David and his son Absalom. You may remember that Absalom tried to overthrow David as king to take the throne himself, but in the heat of a chase and a battle, Absalom was killed and David's heart broke. And this is what follows. It says, "The king was deeply moved and went up to the chamber over the gate, and there he wept. And as he went, he said, 'Oh, my son Absalom, my son Absalom, would that I had died instead of you. Oh, Absalom, my son, my son.'" You know, we often say that the deepest sorrow a person can experience is the loss of a child, no matter what age they are. While this is true, that experience can vary widely. Sometimes children die due to tragically unfortunate events beyond anyone's control, and other times children die as a result of their own harmful choices. And to read David's lament, one might assume that the loss of his son Absalom was the misfortune, just this misfortune beyond compare. Absalom's death, however, occurred, as I said, during an attempt to overthrow his father and assume control of the kingdom of Israel. Absalom was David's son, but he had made himself David's enemy. I mean, if ever there was a reason not to lament the loss of a child, David probably had it. And yet, we're told here that David wept for his son, wishing that he could have died in Absalom's place. You know, a parent's love never really dies. No matter how challenging the relationship, most parents would choose to take their child's pain on themselves if they could. You know, the parental desire to trade places with children when they're imperiled is just irresistible. I mean, Absalom's offense was great and terrible, but David's love was even greater. Parents know that feeling. We can only assume that God, the parent of us all, finds our lives and our plight equally compelling. So I just want you to ask yourself this question. Can you imagine how much your Father in heaven loves you? Can you imagine that? Your divine parent, how much they love you. Let's pray. Lord God, you must grieve. Truly grieve every time one of your children is injured, even when the injury is self-inflicted. In those times, your heart must break just like David's did. Perhaps that is why you were not contented to stand at a distance from us, but chose to join us in the person of Jesus. You love us more than anyone ever could, even when we act in less than loving ways ourselves. And we want to just thank you for that grace, Lord God. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
To learn more about the Congregational Church of New Canaan and to connect with the messages and the ministries of our church, visit us at www.godsacre.org. God bless you, and have a wonderful week.